we have two parshas here, parshas Noach and parshas Bereishis. So you see clearly parshas Bereishis starts with Adam, and there's a certain kilkel that happens, the chet and the whatever else, and it culminates with the Dor HaMabul. You already have at the end of parshas Bereishis the beginning of Noach, the late of Noach, Kilu, that would be the thread that would go weiter. Then you have in Parshas Noach, it starts with Noach. It starts with the world that Noach built after the Mabul. I mean, Noach begins a new world, another 10 days, another. The Kilkel, the finale of that Kilkel is Dor HaFlogah. And then you have Avraham Avinu coming in to the picture, sort of as the beginning of a new dor. So you have two kavim. You have Adam till Noach, and the kilkel, the destruction of that dor, of that kav, is Mabul. And then you have Noach and till Avraham, and the kilkel of that is Haflogah. And then you have Avraham really taking over. There's a lashon Chazal, Ochos lanu ktan es Avraham Avinu she'icha es ha'olam. Avraham Avinu united the world again, sewed it together, so to speak, brought it together, and that is meramis to the, I guess, keneged Dor HaFlogah, he brought it together again. Baal Kolponim, those are the two mahalchim and so on. Adam Arishin and his chet, and the chet in of Mabel, are easier to understand. Hitchkes Kolbochsas Darkoi, they did wrong, bad, Avodah Zarah, the Arayas, the Gezel, and the Mabul destroyed it. Dor of HaFlogah, it's very mysterious and very unclear. We sort of seen Rishayim, we spoke about it over the years, but there's all sorts of Nekudas in it that are very unusual, very different. During Avram's times, you have Stoim, but that's already very different. It's Anshei Stoim. It's no longer Dor. You have Dor HaMabul, you have Dor HaFlogah, and you will have Dor HaMidbar, but you don't have any more, it's a Dor of Stoim. You know, Mishaparas from Anshei Stoim, it's not a Dor anymore, because it stayed localized Afghan Stoim. So we're going to try to find a little bit to understand, first of all, the Mahusa, the problem of Dor HaFlogah, and how it's shayach to Noach Dafka. This was kind of where Noach's door petered out, and Avraham Avinu was the one that came into play. There's a lashon Chazal, and obviously Reb Nosson. It says that there's Knesi L'Shem Shemayim, Knesi Shalom L'Shem Shemayim in the Mishnah. So the Novos Reb Nosson says, Ezu Knesi L'Shem Mitzvah, Zuancha Knesak Doyla. Asik Nasakdola is a Knesi L'Shem Mitzvah. Good, very wonderful things. Ezu Knesiya Shaloy L'Shem Mitzvah. What's the Knesiya Shaloy L'Shem Mitzvah? Dor HaFlogah. It's like very strange. I mean, the Dor HaFlogah, however they learned it, was a type of Avodah Zarah or something along those lines. The problem is not Dafka that they, it was a Knesiya Mitzvah, it was just a Kinnas Stam. They were getting together for a ball game, or they were getting together for do big things. I mean, the Kinnas part of it is very mikra. In other words, they got together to plot as an avera. It's like if a bunch of people get together to murder. So it's true that somewhere along the line it included a process of getting together because you had to work out the details. But it's not a knesia shalei l'shem mitzvah. The shorish is it's a knesia. In other words, it's the getting together, and it's shalei l'shem mitzvah. It's strange that it's kilu defining a dakustik and afkemina between Anshei Knesset Gedolah that revived Klal Yisrael. Anshei Knesset Gedolah were the ones that brought back all the halachas and dakones and everything that's nagia to be mekayim Klal Yisrael. And here it was versus Dor HaFlogah, who whatever that avera was a big avera. Says it's a kinnus shalul shei mitzvah. They weren't saying enough tilim at the kinnus kilo. That was the problem with it. The Chazal say in the mission of us that there are 10 doiras from from Adam till Noach, and then there was 10 doiras from Noach till Avram, and it says that Avram was mekabel schar keneged kulam. It doesn't say that about Noach. Avram was mekabel schar keneged kulam. Noach wasn't. Noach saved himself. He got saved, and it was good. Avram was mekabel schar keneged kulam. So we need to understand what mida there's. Here we find another contrast between Avram and Noach, and whether it's mekabel schar keneged kulam or not. There's a Loshna Zoya. The Zoya says a taina to Noach. It says Tana Rabbanan. Maheshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Noach Sh'yatzei Min HaTeiva V'Ro'ach L'Olam Chorev V'Yischa Livkos Olav. Noach left the Teiva and he saw a destroyed world. He started crying. V'Ami said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Nikas Rachum, Hoy L'Chol Rachim B'Yisecha. I mean, where are you, your Rachim? Heshiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Raya Shoyke. You're a stupid Roya. You're not a smart Roya. Ke'an Amrit Do. Now you're waking up. V'Loi V'Zmanet Amrit Lach B'Loshin D'Rot Kicha. And not when I told you in a soft lashon, "D'chsev ki oischar isi tzadik lefanei b'dor hazeh." V'nehinim meivos ha'mavul mayim l'oros hashaskol v'zgoimer. Kol hay is akvis imach. I waited with you. V'amris lach v'dilta tiboy rachma alma that you should be mispal on them. U'michtin the shames the tishtes ziv at b'tevusa. When you heard that you're going to be saved in the teva, lo al belibach b'shusa de alma. You didn't think at all about how bad the world is. You made a teva and you were saved. Now that everything is horrible, now you're asking. He brought karbanis. So the Zohar Kodesh says that there was a tviya noyach that he should have been misfouled beforehand on everyone else. That he wasn't misfallen on other people. Rashi says over here that Noach was a tzaddik in his door, but if it would have been in the door of Rashi says a different door. The Lashonis and Chazal are Avram, Moshe, David. If he would have been in their door, he wouldn't be considered a tzaddik. So I saw someone makes a hara. Lemaisa, what's the Gemara says Yiftach b'dorah k'shmul b'dorah. We don't look at people and play the doris. We don't say, "Oh, this person is the paisik of our dora. If he would have been in the dora of Ezra Seifa, he wouldn't be a paisik." Chazal say, "You go a shofet shiva yom ha'im." That you measure a shofet kefi the yom ha'im, kefi his dora. So what's the pshat that Noach wouldn't be in Avram's dora? It'd be nothing, and so on and so forth. Say that, but in his door, the door is given to him. Yiftach is a manik, just like Shmuel is a manik. We don't. Chazal teaches it's not proper to look in terms of comparing it to other doors. Each door has an hagi that's roig if you what it is. And if Noach in his door is Noach, so Noach is his tzaddik tamim. So let's start with the goyin over here. The goyin says a very interesting. It's a goyin at Deres Yod. The goyin says, what is the what's the chet of Dor HaFloga? So the Goy is going back on the pasuk Pruvu Milas Haaretz Biura. It says Pruvu. The Torah told Adam Arishin Pruvu Umilas Haaretz. You should have children and fill up the world. Biuroi Shelo Yu Nimtzayim B'Makom Echad. They should not be in one place. Avol Umilu Es Kol Kadar Haaretz. They should fill up the entire world. V'zeya chet dora afloga. This was the chet of dora afloga. She yozmu lasis neged kavanas habriyot zayin yisbar shmoy lesayif b'mokim echad. It was keneged the rotzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wanted, and what they want to is be in one place. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to spread out in the world. Omnam nera satzosim ite yisbar shmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed that eitzah. Mipnei she yamakbil l'umas kavanas habriyot kanal. Because it was fakert than what Kamanas Abriya was. So Goyin tells us a gevaldik echidish. He tells us that the chet of the Dora Afloga lay not even in the kavana of what they wanted to do with the Migdal. Whatever it was, in other words, whatever the Migdal was, that was not the etzem. that was not ke'ilu the hechatimz or something else. The making the migdal itself. Ayemu havel nivdalon iru migdal resha shemayim nasan shen pen nofutz apnei kol aretz. It's a hechatimza. In other words, if you read the pasuk precisely, which is which is the way the Goyen is reading it, their problem was we don't want to spread out, and therefore the eighth of it is nivlon iru migdal v'roisha b'shemayim v'nasa lanu shem. And Rashi says a little bit differently. Rashi says penofet shelo yovel in shum makah lafitzeinu mikan. He shouldn't bring any makah that will cause us to be nofet. But al kaponim, the etzem point was they did not want to be nofets. When they were chayte, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu used a ploy. He said hover near the nosos fasam. So there was so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be mefitz them, and the Goyen says that that's the kavana in the midst of pruer vu umilo aretz. So the Goyen learns up that that's the kavana that Adam should be nofitz on the whole kader aretz, and they wanted to stay in one place, and therefore you had the problem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ploy, so to speak, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's metak. That's what the Goyen is saying. So Goyen is being maimonos in a gewaldik and a kuda. We need to understand this point over here. We've said over from the Talmud Dvaira. Talmud Dvaira says that in a person has to be doimer HaKadosh Baruch Hu's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhagas. Dan Hagar, that's called Chachma, he says, how are you doing to that? He says, Dan Hagar of Chachma has two Chalakim to it. It has one Chalak that's Kulei Mekabel, and in that you're doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're Kulei Mekabel Chachma, and one Chalak of it that it is Mashpia. And a person has to be doing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu both Chalakim. If a person is emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mirza Chachma, he has to emulate it in both Nekudas, side the Nekuda of being Mekabel, side the Nekuda of being Mashpia. That's the Talmud Dvar says. The mitzvah of Pur Vu is not just a mitzvah stam. It's something that strikes us strange. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pur Vu is a small thing. The only thing that we find about Adam is Pur Vu Mila Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Adam and says, okay, have a lot of kids and fill up the world. And we see the inordinary stress that Chazal give to it, that you'll have an Eved, you aren't metakin him because he's not Mekayim, he's not Mekayim Piriv Rivya, and therefore you have to Meshach him, even though it's an essay, and Lashevas Perol, it's a mitzvah that has a tremendous weight more than other mitzvahs, it's a stoicha, other essays. It's the first mitzvah in the Torah, and so on. So the teretz is, the pshat is, the etzem mitzvahs of Adam was asher bara lekim la'asis. Adam was created to be mashpia outwards. That's not just another midah of kindness. For instance, let's give an example in perspective. Let's say a person is thinking about his own development, his own needs. So we tell a person, okay, here's a farm. Work hard. You'll be able to produce enough food to feed yourself and your family comfortable. And you know what? You'll be able to give to somebody else also. It's you'll be able to help somebody and have a guest and give to some poor people. It's a great thing. Over there, the midah of giving to others is an addition. It's an addendum to himself. Here's a farm, work it hard, you'll be able to do stuff, and you'll be able to live off it. The tachlis is to live off it, and as a bonus, you'll be able to help other people with it. Let's say a person is given a convoy of food to send to people where there was a flood or some other disaster. So we tell the person, we don't tell a person, listen, here's a huge convoy of food. You'll have enough for lunch and supper, as many as you need. And whatever's left over, give out to people. And we tell them, here is what you're going to be giving out. It's your job to find every single person buried under some house, under some river, whatever it is, to find them stuff. And for yourself, you'll take from the thing as well. So we have two different ways of where we present the mashpia part of it. In the first one, we're talking about the person himself, his own kiyum, his own needs, and we attach to it a mida teiva umu'ula, which is called chesed nashpa. The second one, that's the etzem tafke, that's the etzem mitzias, and b'meila, that's the centerpiece. There's a need for tzrachim, and we find that as well. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? Why did he create the world? The HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyochel mitzar atzmoy, there is no hashlama whatsoever. We can't think in any way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was chas of something and he needed the world. It's the second halach in the Rambam, and it's kfir if you do. That's not the picture we have of the Brias Olam. The mitzias of the Brias Olam was in order to be mispashit, in order HaKadosh Baruch Hu endow others with Tov. Why? We don't have an answer. That why is not answerable for us. But if we need to give a caption of what is Brias Olam, Brias Olam is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu bringing others and being mashpi on them. First and foremost, chiyus and tov, and so on and so forth. The word bria, the word is closer to the word bra, meaning outside, outwards, like avoy or broy. It's something HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an outside and was mashpia into that outside. That's the mitzvah of Brias Olam. That's the purpose of Brias Olam, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. If Adam is the realization of the shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam is the one that was sent to fulfill the divine purpose, then we have to define Adam's mitzias as fill out the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's a chaser, and it's the job of Adam to fill out every single chaser. So we have a very, very interesting change of perspective. We could have seen the purpose of a person is to become a big tzaddik and kuloi dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on and so forth. You know, it's very nice that one of the wonderful milas and midas toivis that a tzaddik has is to give to others. So that's sort of a crown jewel. If you're a very, very big tzaddik, you give a little maisa for somebody else, and what a great deed, it's wonderful. That's one way of looking at it. But the way we're looking at it, it's the opposite. Adam was created to finish the job that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that's still missing a full Ha'arav Elikus, and Adam is supposed to be the vehicle for that. But as long as Adam is not fulfilled his part, he can't do the other ones. In other words, K'shei Tatzmach HaTchila, a person A person is not shayach. You can't operate on somebody until you haven't gone to medical school. So until the person is not bishleimus or whatever it is himself, he can't be mashpiyat outwards. But the purpose of the hashpa was the giving to the other. That becomes the etzem purpose of the person. That's the pshat negoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world, and the world is chaser. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a tzura asher bara likim la'asos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that still needs to be finished. That's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Adam was created as the vehicle for that la'asos. So pru urvu umila aretz, kivshua, the pru urvu and mila aretz is not an addition. It's like a wonderful bracha. By the way, you'll be able to have a lot of kids and you'll fill up the world. That's the tachlis ha'adam. Tachlis ha'adam is to be mispashed outwards, whether it is to finish bringing all the neshamas into the world, whether it's to develop the neshamas that are there, whether it's to develop all chalakim of the world that still need to be developed. It's true very, very physically, that developing the world is a davar toiv. It's true, alachas kam v'kama, mitzad the pnimis, you know, mitzad the toiv and the hatov, and so on and so forth. That was the ischalkus. So Adam Arishin was nichshal in chet, his door was nichshal in chet, and that became Dor Amabel, and Dor Amabel finishes what Adam brought into the world didn't have a kiyum. There's nobody called Adam except for Klal Yisrael. Umazom are called Bnei Noach. The world restarted with Noach. Noach's Maila was, he was a tzaddik. But the focal point of that tzaddik was Mitzar Atzmai. In other words, he dehered the world as Kaviyoch, as sort of himself. The world ended with himself. And it's a nice thing to be mashpia to others. So therefore, the Noach himself was saved through a teva. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu quarantined him from the world, isolated him from the world, and he shouldn't be affected. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved him, and so on and so forth. That mahalach, it's a tzaddik b'day roisav, but it wouldn't be a tzaddik in Avram. It's not, the pshat's like this. I have a door of Yiftach. So Yiftach is the manhig of a door that's called Doros LeYiftach. The fact that Shmuel is bigger than Yiftach, but in the door of Yiftach, Yiftach is the manhig. And one is not allowed to say, if I have a manhig like Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu fits a manhig to the door. And every person has to sell to the manhigim of that door. The problem with Noach was that he didn't have something central in the concept of a manhig in a door. Avram's, Noach's door is a chronology. When did you live? I lived during the time that Noach lived. But Noach didn't put a stamp on the door. Noach didn't see it as his door. Avram Avinu, the door of Avram was the door that Avram went and pushed and pulled and was kreir b'shem Hashem. It was Avram's door. In other words, it's a different darg of manhig. So that's why it says, in that door, there was no manhig of the door. So Noach was the tzaddik of the door. From Avram Avinu onwards, the manhig of the door was the one that saw the door's issues as his issues. Avram Avinu stood and was mispalel for stoim. Moshe Rabbeinu said mechena misifrecha, and David says he was willing to be moisa nefesh of Klal Yisrael. All of the other manhigim of the doiris, bigger or smaller, but their hanhaga was the hanhaga of the door. They saw themselves as carrying the all of the door and bearing responsibility for it. That's why we could make that distinction, and so on. Noach himself didn't inherit. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is telling us. Noach himself didn't deher what it meant that the person without the door. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu called him, Raya Shatya, as a Raya Yerushaita. The Achacham is as Raya Sanoilad. Don't you understand that the purpose of a Gadol, of a Manhig, is the door? Now you come out and you see an empty world and you realize that you're naked. You don't have anything. You realize that it's not that there's that the churban. Why didn't you realize it when the world was around you? They were shoyim. Understand that you can't just say I'm cutting myself off from them, because you don't exist either if you cut yourself off from them. That's what the Zohar Kodesh is saying. Let's go to the door half flogger. What the Goyen says. The kinus l'shem mitzvah and the kinus shelo l'shem mitzvah works in two ways. It's true when you dilute something. There's a halach in your day, a kima bottle, that if a person, if something drips in into something, trade drips in, we say every drop, the first drop became bottle and the second drop is bottle. We don't look at it as coming together in one shot. And therefore, we look at each drop that dripped in different circumstances as being bottle. That is a reason why kinus letzadikim is Tov Lehem and Tov Leilam. A kinus, when tzaddikim get together, it's good for them and it's good for the world. Because kol zman they're diluted. If one person is a tzaddik in a city, so his hashpa is diluted. If he gets together with many other people that are tzaddikim, then they have a very powerful koyach, and then he's able to be mashpia on others. The anshik nesak doila, what happened was Sanhedrin was nifsak. You gathered together all the Chachmei Yisrael. That gave a tremendous koyach. That was the Sanhedrin again, and so on. It revitalized Klal Yisrael. It created a koyach. The Rambam says that every Sanhedrin is sort of the essence of Kol Chachmei Yisrael. This was Kol Chachmei Yisrael got together, and all of the takonis, the tachlis anshiknas doila was to make takonis for the good of the Klal. Come out of everything we have, whether it's tefillah and all sorts of the tzuras achayin that we have today, doesn't resemble Bayis Rishon. It resembles anshiknas hagdola. That's really where the vast majority of the tzura that we have comes from anshiknas hagdola. So anshiknas hagdola was a kinus of tzaddikim. The tachlis of the kinus was to bring out the hafotzes and habotzes of Torah and so on outwards to Klal Yisrael. The Dor HaFloga wanted to run away from it. The Dor HaFloga said that we want to fall back in. We want to become, we want to close in on ourselves so that we don't have to face the problems of the others, of the outside. It's sort of, in a certain sense, they built a Tevas Noach. They said, we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us out. Forcing us out is always problematic. It's a whole world of avodah that is difficult and dangerous in the sense that a person could sometimes lose on his own also. We want to close ranks, draw the wagons around, and that's it. And that way we'll be saved. It was sort of the ultimate of the sort of Noach's Nekuda in a big format. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, had you been Zoicha, you would have spread out Machmas de L'Shem Mitzvah. In other words, you would have gotten together and said, we need to bring the world back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to be Metak in the world. We need to fill the Kadar Aretz with the Dvar Hashem. Here, you go here, you go here, you go here, you do this and this and that, so on and so forth. They weren't Zeicha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it fulfilled by breaking it apart. They couldn't live together. They couldn't stay together because of the differences in the language and the name and so on, all the differences that itemized. And therefore, it's a kiyum of the Dvar Hashem, that of Milo Aretz, but it's bekilkel gadol because it's not coming back to any one point. Every piece sees itself as own piece and not focused and facing the center. That is the that's the nekuda of the Dor HaFloga. So let's understand it, I guess, a certain way in a lemaisa way and in a oifen. We've been doing a little bit. We've been oisik in the nekuda of klal, the vadim at night. I don't want to minimize the danger of overinflating oneself when he's not ready for it. It's always easier to help somebody else than to work on yourself. It's a lot of times being a busybody and working with others, for others, to others, is all a way of a person drawing away from his own issues. It's escaping from it. His avodah should now be self-centered, and that definitely is a chelek of the younger years of a person to focus a lot more on himself in order to be solid enough to build on top of him. You can't reach out if the thread that you're connected with is so tenuous that it snaps. You can't stretch it. You can't stretch something that doesn't have durability. So certainly that's not a good thing. Secondly, a person fools himself a lot of times. He substitutes the worrying about somebody else instead of worrying about himself. And then he's mamish mehapach the otros. And in the end, a person like that is not a great mashpia, because real hashpa is not what you say and not what you pravit, it's what you are, and your metzias coming across to somebody else. So I certainly don't mean to go away from that. That's very important. Avraham Avinu also, if you'll see in the Rambam, he took a long time till he became who he was before he started going out. But it's nogea to even a person in this tkufa, it's to somewhat nogea, and as a person goes out into the world, it's nogea a lot more. The Mesillas Yesharim, when he sets up the different chayvos adam by lamai, he starts off with tainug, then goes to dveikus, and then he goes that he's mala the whole world with him or not. The word that becomes more and more dominant as the person grows is achrayus. A person is, the tachlis of a person is to be the hemshich of being mefitz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dvar Hashem. That's tachlis adam. It's not an extra credit. This is the metzias ha'adam. There's a famous vort from Saul Salanta. Someone told him that there's a Zivaldik Tzadik Nista, who's like an unknown tzaddik living in this town. Rasul Salanta lived in a generation that was falling apart so rapidly, it was incredible. I mean, reform in its various formats was basically being machra klal Yisrael. And that was the generation when it fell apart, basically. He said to Mohani, he said, I wonder, how is it possible, bizman hazeh, to be a nister and still be a tzaddik? What do you mean you're a tzaddik nister? I mean, the avoda of this generation is to do something outside. So how, where's the tzidkis in staying inside? The person has many, many ways of expressing that achrayus. Not everybody is out physically going out being makara, being marvish Torah, but it's an achrayus klapi family. That's the first achrayus, that a person build a family, that the family goes b'darkei Hashem, is his achrayus. That the people around him are mushpa l'toiv. It means, it includes everything. Acting as a mensch, reaching out, small things, big things, participating in things. The whole gamut of activities, as the person grows, and each stage in life is a little different, the more he grows, the more the focus of his avoda is the tachlis. Every person makes himself whatever it is and goes out. But there's a deeper nekuda that is not get everybody. The world of tefillah, if a person davens the way he's supposed to daven, it's meant to express his basic emotions. And like we said many times, Chazal gave us a tzuris ha-tefillah that shapes for us our hashkafa. The best hashkafa, safe in the world, is davening, because Chazal put the right words in our mouth for what we're supposed to do and look around. And every year comes Rosh Hashanah time, comes Yom Kippur time, everybody wonders, where does it say in the tefillah anything about how am I supposed to fit in, about parnasa, and about the kids, and about a shidduch, and about this and that. But the hidden question, you know, the one that we don't voice well, we're afraid to voice, is, what do I care about loichakot kula kvoidai, you know, v'yemekos Hashem ba'apoy, and it's not, I mean, we don't say it, Abba Chasishol, but what we think is, I mean, what's important to me is the mortgage, the tuition, my kid, that seems to be having a hard time, my daughter needs a shidduch, shalom bias, issues with parents, that's what's important. And the other things are very nice. I would take that on as a yirotzen at the end of davening. I would have a big davening about myself, and then I would say, yirotzen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that all the nice things you want should also be mekuyim. That's how we would do it. V'chein lamar, sort of. That's the way we would have tefillah. Chazal gave us a perspective out of the day-to-day activities. Look around you. It's a world that's disintegrated. people can't seem to get along, people don't have a tachas chaim. A dor is growing up of humanity that people have no tachas in their lives. People don't have families, people don't know what they want, they live miserably, they die miserably. Someone was once giving musa, and I was a young person then, I was just actually started teaching in Aish, and I was talking to an older person who was very, very successful in the outside world. Actually, a few people, one person especially was, and I kind of brushed aside Kirov as being a sort of extra credit activity, and you know, it's a nice thing, it's extra. And the person was a very intense person, very emotionally intense person. And he says, do you know what it means to get up every morning and look at the mirror and say to yourself, what's the point of it all? I wish I didn't get up. Understanding that a world with so much chef as we have today is falling apart because there's no sense of tachlis, there's no sense of meaning, there's no sense of anything. The world is full of shefa, and people still complain. There's so much. It's and again, to be natural requires a lot of thinking and a lot of it's an ongoing process that takes a long time to develop that attitude sincerely, that it really be part of you. But that's the tachas adam. Noach could never take the credit for for all the doros. Because he didn't take any credit for any doris. He saw himself as being cut off, apart, and aside, and that's it. Avram Avinu was the one who could take the schar for all the other doris. Because Avram Avinu worked for them. In other words, Avram Avinu said, Ribbono Shel Olam, the door of stone is an important door because you made it. And if we're able somehow to be masa lemutav and to bring hatava, then the door of stone is important. Avram fought for the door of stone means that he has in himself a shaykhis to it. That's the pshat that he's like aschar kula. He has the shaykhis of the door because it was his door. Stone was his. Avram was the ultimate natava, laid his life down and ruchnis to go away for stone. I mean, you know, again and again and again, asked maybe this, maybe that, maybe the other thing. For a bus, it's hard for a bus of a dumb to keep asking for favors. I mean, Kabbi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram Avinu was Meisa Nefesh. Moshe Rabbeinu was told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the door of the Midbar has to be destroyed, I have to be part of that door. It's my door. The door of the Midbar is who I am. He wasn't just threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am the Dor Midbar. The Dor Midbar is my Dor. And if it's Mecheni, then it's Mecheni or Mesifichot. Then I'm part of that Dor. The understanding that a person is so much bigger than his self, in the end, whatever area of the world the person could have been Memale and Mispashet and taken Achrayas for and affected is him. It's not a Tosefes. This is the person himself. Zekal Adam is Pur Vu Mila Aretz. And that's where this Chalkus was between Noach and Avram. Noach was a tzaddik to himself, but nothing, it didn't radiate outwards. So his kids tried to close the circle completely, close the wagons around it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tachlis came to the world anyway, but in a very, very mekulkel way. The world became full, but all the pieces couldn't get along. Avram Avinu, from the time that he himself was standing his own 2 feet, was Kir B'Shem Hashem. He went from town to town, like the Ramses Shazov, went from place to place and told people, Rabbi Sai, you are wrong. You're headed downhill. You've fallen off the cliff. This is wrong. This is bad. And it was Kir B'Shem Hashem. So the Mahalach of Noach comes to an end with Dora Floga. And we have to understand it as we're maturing, as we're growing, as we're beginning to move into the stage. So if a person, it's no gaff, everybody, even if he's now in the phase of life that he's sitting and learning stark and he's steiging and so on, when you have somebody not like that next to you, so there's an instinct that either what do I care, or we're usually very bothered and we'd really wish we could sort of get rid of him and so on. That's the attitude of a person. Does it ever occur to you that if he's sitting next to you, it's your achrayas to at least daven, not more, but just be mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him the same Esaros that you got. Because he's your Achayas. If he's in your sphere, if he touches somewhere your circle of existence, then it's part of you. There may be at this stage in life you can't do more than that. But tefillah is the first sense of, do you feel for the person? Do you feel your mission is to feel, how could it be a person is here whose life is void of any real, what it seems to be any real ruchnis to get content? Or better, it's not void, but he hasn't been able to bring it out. And the person is, at the end of the day, a miserable person. Do you, if you can spare 10, 15 minutes and learn with the person, and it makes a difference, do you reach out and do that? And as a person gets older, not everybody is going to find his place, that the Hilof HaKoyer B'Shem Hashem is his profession, quote unquote. But anything that comes your way, Achrayus, the Tachlis is what you radiated outwards. Understandably, if a person feels that he's still empty and he's not what he's giving is coming as a substitute for being, certainly that's not Nagia. But if a person makes an honest cheshbon, he thinks at a certain point, as a person begins to steig in ruchnis, he enjoys a lot more sitting with himself than going outwards, because the pace is quicker, the person doesn't have to face the shtusim and avolim, and so on and so forth. At that point, we tell a person that the tachlis of the bria was to be memalad the world. Pur vu is the aside of Metzias HaAdam. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sheirish of the bria was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu be mispashed outwards. He created the bria unfinished, and the tachlis of Adam is to complete the job of Elikus being mispashit and kolal kolay. I'm sorry. Yes, that is. He's Av. That's what he is. He's an Av. Noach is he's something that takes his place. That's it. Av is he's just mispashit.